Welcome to the debut of Lay's Hell Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson. I'm joined by rookie wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Had your first NFL catch and your first NFL game in the win over the Jaguars. So, Jordan, we got to get through some questions here. But first, how much do you love the chips? You were snacking on a couple of them before we started.
Pretty good, man. The jalapeno had my breath smelling hot later, but, you know, I'll take it, though. You know, I'm really big on them, so I appreciate Lay's for it.
All right, so, Jordan, first and foremost, you had the first catch of your NFL career Sunday, but what's the most memorable play of your football career?
Probably most memorable, and honestly, wasn't even anything I did. It was really just seeing, Jeremy Maclin really get back to, you know, being himself, you know. He was really working hard the whole game, and, you know, you could tell he, you know, was in a lot of positions to get the ball, but Nick was just working his reads, you know, getting everybody else involved. And then we need him most, you know, he came up big. So it was good to see, you know, that big smile on his face when he came back to the sideline. You know, he's back, you know, and you know, I know he's going to carry that momentum throughout the rest of the season. So I was really happy for him.
So your whole football career, you're going college, high school, all time. That would be the one thing that stands out?
From this season? Like
from, no, from all time. I'm going all time, Drew. Back in your past.
All time?
Favorite play.
Favorite play? That's hard. That's hard to think. I know probably if I had to go individually, I'd say, you know, the catch they had me break the SEC record for yardage. I mean, that was probably a big milestone, you know, individually that kind of just, you know, worked toward. I never really thought about doing it. It's never something that I said, okay, I want to be the SEC's all-time leading receiver. I just worked my hardest and I always went out there to get added to it. And it was the kind of thing that kind of fell in your lap. So when I was able to do it and I really, like, you know, knows what happened, I was really able to appreciate it.
Now, Jordan, you're known for your work ethic, but is there someone who has a better work ethic than you?
Yeah, there actually is. Back in my college, there's this guy named Kyle Westman, and I mean, he works. It's on a level that's crazy. I mean, it was so crazy when we first got to college. You know, he was like, Jordan, man, let's go out do some running in the morning. So, all right, okay, cool. I can never like back down from that. So we go out run, we hit 1 mile. I'm like, okay, we're good, you know, get a nice job. We hit 2, like, yo, man, you know, the sun's starting to come up. And then we're about at 3, I'm like, all right, I'm headed home. He just kept going. He's just been that way for, like, his whole career, you know. So he'll be coming out next year to the draft, so I know he'll actually get a lot of attention because he's a hard worker.
Now, Jordan, you play in the SEC at Vanderbilt, some great rivalries there in the conference. What's the best nickname for a rival school?
Best nickname for a rival school?
Alabama. Think.
Bama,
Georgia, Florida.
Dogs, I don't know. That's hard. Them Gamecocks. I like their whole little deal. So
I'm talking about if you get to make fun of them.
To make fun of one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm sure there's some things they say about the other schools.
I know. See, the bad thing is I went to Vanderbilt, so see, I heard most of our jokes.
Gotcha.
So I got most of those. I really can't think of any right now. No, we call Tennessee some things I couldn't say on the air.
Gotcha. So you obviously grew up in Alabama. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing you miss about being back home?
Man, just, you know, definitely family. I'm really close to my family, both my parents. You know, I was blessed to grow up in a two-parent home where they really put a lot of time into me, you know, becoming the man that I am today, spent time with my brother and a lot of my friends back there, too. You know, I definitely would say I miss the food, but, man, when you talk about the food down in Alabama that I was eating, I'd probably be a lot bigger than I am right now, and I'm not talking about the good big, so that's probably good that I actually got away from that kind of eating, but, you know, sometimes I do miss those places that my mom used to whip up.
Now, Jordan, your cousin is Jerry Rice. Mm-hmm. What one aspect of his game do you wish you had in your arsenal?
Aspect of this game, man, his routes were just so crisp. You know, I'm trying to work toward getting to be that technician when it comes to my routes, having all of them look the same. But I mean, it's like poetry in motion watching him run his routes and the way he would get open. I mean, he was uncoverable because everything looked the exact same. So if I can get to that point in my career, then I think I'd be a really successful wide receiver.
All right, Jordan, we got Lay's Hell Cook chips here.
Yes, sir.
Head coach is Chip Kelly. One word to describe him.
Chip Kelly, dude. I think somebody said he was a rocket surgeon. I think in the video, I think that's pretty accurate. Dude's crazy. I mean, have you ever looked at his Wikipedia page under personal?
No.
You couldn't find anything. It's like two lines. It's like something out of a horror movie. He says he got a couple friends in New Hampshire that he doesn't let talk to the media. And I'm just like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So, but dude's an offensive genius. Great guy, great coach. I mean, I couldn't ask to be able to play for, you know, a better guy. He's been really helpful with my maturation coming to the NFL. And he's also been very understanding at the same time, too. He knows when to challenge me, and he knows when to pull back a little bit because I might be struggling with something. And he's never said anything in a tone that I couldn't take. So, you know, I just really appreciate him and all the things he's been doing to help me with my career so far.
All right, Jordan, your favorite TV show on the NFL Network is the top 100 players each year. Within the next 3 years, will you be on the list?
I can't answer questions like that. I'm not big on that. I know some guys are into each his own. You know, a lot of guys say speaking into existence, and that's cool. You know, like I say, different strokes for different folks. But, you know, my mindset is always just go out and handle the job, handle the business. And then if those things come, then those things come. I don't like to put any added pressure on myself that doesn't need to be there by saying things like that. So, you know, it'd definitely be a blessing to be on it, but, you know, we'll worry about some of the things right now first.
Great stuff. Rookie wide receiver Jordan Matthews joining us here on Lay's Kel Cook presenting Crunch Time. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.